Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on how to approach end-time prophecy. Now, hold on to your heart here, my friend. We're going to look and say some very strong things that run contrary to what the nominal denominational church believes about end-time prophecy. Last week we looked at some examples of fabrication to what the Antichrist is, and what is commonly accepted that the Antichrist is as an individual, and he will come sometime in the future. The church end time teachers and gullible people spend much time trying to figure out who this guy, and some is even now saying this girl, is going to be, and the meaning of the mark of the beast. And in doing so, they completely ignore what the scripture has to say about these matters. Let me say that again. All this trying to figure out all of this crazy stuff, the church is completely ignoring what the scriptures had to say about these end time matters. The Antichrist, in fact, John, who wrote the book of Revelation, says many Antichrists have already been at work back in the first century. In 1 John 2:18, John writes, "Little children, it is the last time." Now, notice, not the last days, but the last time. "And ye have heard that Antichrist shall come even now." Now, this is in John's days. "Are there many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time?" 1 John 2:18. So before any individual is considered, we need to understand the spiritual meaning and goals of the spirit of Antichrist. John helps us with this also. In 2 John 1:7, John writes, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. 2 John 1:7. We also look likewise at the 7-year period called the tribulation. But does the Bible actually teach of the tribulation? Or is this the accepted universal doctrine, the product of predisposed interpretations? I believe the latter is true, my friend. A verse from Daniel and a few from Ezekiel, and add a few verses from Revelation, and voila, you have a recipe for deception and much money-making by thieves and robbers called end-time prophecy teachers. And of course, then there is the entire book of Revelation. Most consider this book to be a catalog of end-time events from which we can construct a prophecy chart and know the future from God's perspective. But oh no, my friend, now open up your spirit real big here. In reality, the entire book of Revelation is a spiritual vision given to John in which God revealed spiritual realities and events. Let me say that again. In reality, the entire book of Revelation is a spiritual vision given to John in which God revealed spiritual realities and events, most of which is written in Revelation is not, repeat, not physical events, but spiritual events. John had to be in the spirit to receive it, but most today are trying to figure all this stuff out. They're in the flesh to try to interpret it, and that will never work, my friend. John in Revelation 1:10 writes, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of trumpets." Revelation 1:10. So the entire book of Revelation, and not Revelations, there's no S, you know, has to be understood by the Spirit. So I ask, if not in the Spirit, then how can we understand something spiritually? The Bible is a spiritual book and must be understood by or with or through. Now, all three of those words, by, with, or through, that's all the same word in the Greek. From the spiritual realm is the way that we understand the Bible. Any other way will only lead to misunderstanding, as what we see that so-called end-time teachers of today doing. Oh, hell man pushes for understanding, having to know this or that. Always pushing the edge of knowledge and wisdom, wanting to know even the things of God. but knowing and wisdom and knowledge without the Spirit of God's application only leads to deception and destruction. My friend, a drive to want to know will destroy us. Solomon, the wisest man in the world of his day, said, and this is Ecclesiastes, and I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is vexing of spirit. Verse 18, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases in sorrow. Ecclesiastes 1, 17 and 18. Did you get that? And he that increases in knowledge increases in sorrow. Maybe that is why my Bible teacher Charles Hahn says it is fun to be dumb. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 8 and 1, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity or love edifieth. 1 Corinthians 8 and 1. My friend, I recommend that we stay away from the knowledge of the world and the knowledge of the denominational churches and go after and desire the knowledge that comes only from God. The Lord will let us know what we need to know. Let me say this again. The Lord will let us know what we need to know when we need to know it. But until then, take heed. Knowledge increases sorrow. Yes, the book of Revelation is not a category of end time events. Brother, it is exactly what the first word says that it is. There's a revelation or an unfolding of the person of Jesus Christ and a revelation of Jesus' redemption and his people and his restoration as Lord of all. Oh boy, I like that. This unfolding uses physical objectives to express and reveal spiritual reality. Let me say that again. This unfolding uses physical objects to express and reveal spiritual realities. Now listen closely here, my friend. World events are brought in only as they relate to Jesus Christ as Lord. Let me say that again. World events are only brought in as they relate to Jesus Christ as Lord. We have covered much ground so far in this teaching, and I hope you have opened up your spirit and allowed the Holy Spirit to register the truths contained in my words to your heart. But if you missed any part of this teaching, please feel free to contact me at charliegolf1@outlook.com and ask for a specific week or even the entire teaching so far. Ask, my brother or sister, and you shall receive. Now, I would like to bring things down to the individual, to the heart of the believer, down to the heart of the teaching, and it is this, the heart of the teaching for the believer. So, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, I would like to look at the believer's approach to end-time prophecy. Now, not what your pastor says, or your friends, or your daddy, or your mama says, oh no. But I would like to look at what the Bible and what Jesus actually says. We're going to look at what Jesus and the Word of God says about our approach to prophecy should be. I promise you, if you tune in for the next few weeks, you will learn so much about what Jesus and the Bible has to say about end time prophecy and not what everybody else is saying. Learn it from the Lord. Learn it from the Word of God, and you will always, always be safe. Amen. This has been David Saul from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, and my words have, has sparked interest in your heart, and the Holy Spirit is able to get through to you and put this desire in you to know more about Him, because the future, my friend, is bleak. And if you are not in Christ, then you are in trouble. God bless, and talk to you next week. Amen.